This is the Bookable Japan Minute Cast. I'm Ben Mabley with the Minute Cast on Monday the 17th of September. And here in Japan we've had a big change of leadership. No, I'm not talking about the Prime Minister, although that might happen pretty soon too. But of course the J-League, back with a bang after the international break. We'll have all the news from a dramatic weekend at the top and bottom of J1 right after this. Well, hello again, and the J-League title race took another dramatic twist on Saturday evening, as Sanfrecce Hiroshima emerged victorious from their battle of the top two with Vigalta Sendai to leapfrog their opponents back into pole position. After a goalless first half at a drizzly Big Arch stadium in Hiroshima, the home side took the lead in rather fortuitous fashion just 3 minutes into the second. Kazuyuki Morisaki was given acres of space in midfield and decided to try his luck with a low shot from almost 40 yards. The ball hit the inside of Sendai defender Taikai Uemoto's right leg and deflected past goalkeeper Takuto Hayashi. The visitors fought hard for an equaliser, hitting the bar through a trademark Liang Yonggi free kick on 65 minutes. And they finally forced their way level through a typical Vigalta move soon afterwards. Makoto Kakuda pierced the Sanfrecce defence with a low through ball for Yoshiaki Ota, whose cross was converted by Shingo Akamine with a diving header. However, it was Hiroshima who took the spoils, when Hayashi could only palm a Hironori Ishikawa cross into the path of Yojiro Takahagi, who planted the ball into the roof of the net to send the majority of the 23,352 spectators home happy. Hajime Moriyasu's men now have a 2-point lead at the summit, with Sendai only ahead of Urawa Reds on goal difference now, after the latter came from behind to win 2-1 at Yokohama F. Marinos. Marquinhos gave the hosts the lead after just 5 minutes, but Urawa hit back with strikes from Japan internationals Yosuke Kashiwagi and Tomoaki Makino. Jubilo Iwata and Nagoya Grampus both remained in the title picture, with away victories that take them to within 6 points of the top. Iwata edging 10-man Vissel Kobe 2-1, and Nagoya beating Cerezo Osaka 2-0, in a game that was delayed for more than an hour due to a thunderstorm. Reigning champions Kashiwa Reysol are 2 points further back in sixth after a 3-1 home victory over Consadole Sapporo. At the other end of the table, Gamba Osaka slipped back into the bottom three after surrendering 2 points at home to relegation battle rivals Alborex Niigata. A superb first-half strike from Leandro, his 7th goal in 6 appearances since returning to the club, looked to have set Gamba on their way to a crucial victory. But a series of defensive substitutions from manager Masanobu Matsunami throughout a woeful second-half performance set up a nervy climax. Ultimately, Keisuke Iwashita slid in foolishly on Michel to give Niigata a penalty in the last of the 90, and Bruno Lopez made no mistake to keep them on level points with their opponents. Omiya Ardija were the big beneficiaries, pulling 2 points clear of the relegation zone thanks to Kosuke Kikuchi's header in a 1-0 win over Sagan Tosu. Elsewhere, Kawasaki Frontale came from two behind to draw 2-2 at home to Kashima Antlers, while Shimizu S-Pulse played out a 1-1 draw with FC Tokyo. Three more quick talking points from Europe, and Hiroshi Kiyotake's brilliant start to life in Germany continued with two assists and a superb winning goal in Nuremberg's 3-2 victory over Borussia Mönchengladbach. Takashi Inui, a former teammate of Kiyotake at Cerezo Osaka, scored his first Bundesliga goal in a 3-2 win for Eintracht Frankfurt over Hamburg. And finally, Maya Yoshida earned praise from Southampton manager Nigel Adkins after making his Premier League debut as a first-half substitute on Saturday, but was unable to help the Saints avoid a 6-1 thrashing away to Arsenal. Well, that's 25 down, just 9 to go, games that is. And once again, this league couldn't really be any better poised. Join me again next Monday for the next instalment of this particular drama. Until then, it's bye for now.